Don't look back because the market is closed. Hello, everyone. My name is Kip Harris. Thanks again for joining us for our end of day, a daily investing podcast where we tell you what happened in the markets. We do it briefly, and we tell you, more importantly, what the VRA system is telling us, what we're seeing, so you give you a sense of what's going to happen next in the market so we can make some real money. Another interesting and powerful reversal today in the markets. The markets opened sharply lower today, continued to claw back all day long. Each major index closed higher on the day. The Dow Jones led the way, up 75 points, 0.30%, along with the S&P 500, also up 0.31%. The Dow closed at 25,316 today, back over that psychologically important 25,000 level, now sitting about 1,300 points below a fresh all-time high. NASDAQ and Russell 2000 coming off of all fresh all-time highs this week, both closed up higher, trailing the Dow Jones and S&P 500 by just a bit. NASDAQ closing up 10 points today, or 0.14%, at 7,645. Russell 2000 up a very nice 0.28% at 1,672. If you've been joining us here, you know that we've been we've nailed this move. We've been highly bullish on this what we call a steroid-like market melt-up, which we believe is just beginning. Today we got some great economic news again as jobless claims hit a 44-year low. It really is a stunning economic recovery. What's more fascinating is that investor bullishness, as far as sentiment goes, continues to be at very neutral levels in the overall readings, telling us that we have a long ways to go in this market before we reach euphoria. When investors are euphoric, then we'll start taking profits. A few points that we noticed today, wrote about today, with the bears that continue to flash all kinds of concerns about trade or tariffs or Italy or Trump derangement syndrome. Some are continuing to forecast a U.S. recession, which we see no signs of. Frankly, we can't remember a time where we disagree with the bears more. Instead, here's what we see. As we wrote at the time, after the election, we began to see index after index, sector after sector, global market after global market experience what we call range expansion breakouts. These are rare. In many cases, these are 1 to 2 decade breakouts from previous all-time highs. And when these occur, and again, they are rare, they signal the birth of a new kind of bull market. This is what we've been referring to as a super bull market. And this is one of the primary reasons I began targeting 40,000 on the Dow Jones by the end of Trump's first term. Range expansion breakouts plus the economic policies of Donald Trump, highly bullish. Remember, after Reagan's tax reform was fully initiated, the Dow Jones more than doubled in price. Took about 2.5 years for that to happen. We're in the process of that happening now in the U.S. markets. Trump's tax reform, exploding numbers of jobs being created, soaring earnings, and a forward PE of just about 16 now, which is actually cheap, not to mention what's coming with deregulation, and America First strategies and policy. And next up is Trump's infrastructure plans. We got some more details on that this week. But again, it'll be about $1.5 trillion in size, but it'll feel more like $3 trillion because of the multiplier effect that Trump is building into this because through the structure of it, of public and private partnerships. Very powerful, going to add a lot, even more jobs to the U.S. economy, and maybe as much as a full 1 percentage point to a U.S. GDP. For all these reasons, animal spirits are back in the United States. People are feeling better, yet the Dow Jones remains 1,300 points below its all-time highs from late January, the January 29th highs, which we think is just a little bit crazy. This is the opportunity that we see. This is the massive move higher in U.S. stock prices we continue to forecast. I see it clearly. I'm continually amazed by those that do not. But hey, that's what makes a market. This is our opportunity. And the real kicker, again, is that investor sentiment is still essentially neutral. So it may take another year or so before investors become euphoric. That's when we'll be taking profits. That might even be when we start shorting stocks. Not till then. Folks, thanks again for listening. Have a great weekend. And until tomorrow, we'll see you then.